Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yep, score.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Gina Liao on another regular Thursday live stream. And as Ro mentioned on the pre-show, still no Roma ASH dahil yung barkads nyo. May pasok, as in face-to-face. So for the next few weeks or months, however long yung semester sa CEU, nakalimutan na namin, he won't be joining us muna. So
you'll be
us three and everyone in the chat. Sorry, Chino, what?
Sino nasagasaan?
Nasagasaan din siya ng CEU train. The Dentistry Express.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I was about to say na sobrang swerte natin na si Ilya Dragunov gets to remain as Ilya Dragunov. So at least that's one name on our intro na hindi kailangan palitan.
That is true.
So yeah. If you haven't,
that is true, yeah.
If you haven't listened to that yet, like, it's been out for a while. If you haven't listened to that yet, all you got to do is just search it, the Wrestling Podcast, Ilya Dragunov. It's going to show up. It's the first thing that shows up. It's a quick interview. It's also with Matt Riddle. Pero yeah. Goes, yeah.
Kaso yung Pretty Deadly, hindi napalitan yung pangalan. Yeah. So it's still, I mean, yeah.
Ganun talaga. So yeah, go check that out. It's one of our audio-only episodes on Spotify. We'd love for you to catch it. Anyway, we have a lot on our menu for tonight. We have an item na literally kakadagdag lang right before we started. So before we get to everything na kailangan pag-usapan, let's tell you about how you can join our growing Wrestling Podcast patron community.
Yeah. While Stan fixes his mic from that, here's how you can join our little Patreon community and be a part of the upcoming Extreme Rules Premium Live Event viewing party. It's in 2 weekends. It's going to be on October 9th, yes. So that's a Sunday morning. And all you got to do to be a part of that is to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5. It's getting kind of depressing to say this price kasi pahina na pahina ang peso against the dollar. Like today, it just hit, you know, 58 point something. Sa gitna na siya, 58.40 something pesos to $1.
Nice.
Yeah. And all you got, and
Unity.
When you, yeah, bong bong pa, Unity pa. And then if you sign up, you get exclusive access to our Discord community where we talk about a lot of things under the sun, wrestling mostly. We talk about sports, video games, TV shows, sneakers, a whole bunch of different things with our friends. You can also get the chance to be a guest co-host if one of us or more of us go down for the sideline, go down to the sidelines in a given week. So as Emil here in the chat has experienced a few weeks ago, pwede ka namin isa lang kung willing ka, diba? Tapos you also get exclusive review content from us about the weekly television shows Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, also MWF, Action Novella, Care of Rowan, and live events and pay-per-views as well. As you can see here, you also get the chance to own your own Wrestling Podcast merch. So patrons get dibs on one free shirt from this line of merch. It also comes in a whole bunch of different colors as well, not just these, the ones you see here. And if we also do a pasabay from online stores like WWE Shop, Shop AEW, Pro Wrestling Tees, Japan, Suplex from the UK, you can also be a part of that as well. So again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as $5 or however much that costs now. If you really just, you know, if you just really like what we do and you're willing to support us, please do so if you can. Thank you.
All right.
Honestly, you guys, sa sobrang taas na ng peso exchange rate or sobrang baba na ng power of the peso, it just benefits you. To join right now. Diba? Isipin nyo yung babayad nyo sa shipping. Dahil ang laki din ang titipid nyo, diba? Kung sumali kayo now, so join while you can.
It's like...
Bago pa umabot ng 60 yan, diba?
It's like buying crypto or stocks. Just buy the dip.
Exactly. Get on it. Get on it now.
So sad.
Perspective. Yay! Okay, anyway, let's get back to the wrestling talk. Let's start off with the big news coming out of AEW Dynamite today. Saraya is back as in presumably an in-ring competitor. She's made her debut for AEW today. And this is a huge one. Probably the biggest get for AEW's women's division. And I don't think it needs to be explained just why this is a huge get.
Yeah. About a few weeks ago or a few months ago, we were talking about how AEW could get Sasha Banks and Naomi as well and have that be the biggest get for their women's division. But ito talaga, they didn't get Sasha, but this is as good as that as well. So as we all know, Paige hasn't wrestled for around, what, 5 or so years? But
yeah, almost 5 years.
But she is still the mother of the current mainstream women's wrestling revolution / evolution. So it's a big deal. And the fact that she appeared at the end of the women's championship match today on Dynamite kind of signifies that, okay, she's not here as a non-playable character or a manager or whatever. It looks like she's here to play. And she's said, she's gone on record on an interview that her neck feels fine after 5 years. Tapos, her dream match, one of her dream matches, is Dr. Britt Baker DMD. So I think this is her cashing in that dream. And it's huge. They really have a big get here. And I hope that they kind of improve the way they book their women with this get.
Ang concern ko lang dito is, yes, Ro mentioned her neck. She hasn't wrestled in quite some time, diba? May ilang years din siya hindi nag-wrestle. 5 years, in fact, that hasn't been an in-ring competitor. So, I don't know how close we are to a CM Punk level of fitness here wherein kaya ba niyang mag-wrestle in that capacity pero may injure lang siya after one match? Like, how healthy is Saraya right now? Diba? I don't know. I'm not really an in-ring competitor, so hindi ko din masabi kung risky ba tong ginagawa niya. But her injury was so devastating that it was enough to put her on the sideline. So, ang worry ko lang dyan is the longevity of the wrestler involved, especially when it's somebody who is coming off an injury like Saraya.
Well, fortunately for you, sorry. Fortunately for you, I am an injured competitor. And I will tell you that after 5 years of recovery, after 5 years away from beating your body up in the ring, you are as good as you can as possible to get in there and take bumps again. Like, not being in the ring does not make you fragile all of a sudden. I'm sure she's been training, she's been working in the gym, she's been strength training as well. Yung mas agree ako dun sa how close is she to being in condition and how rusty is she in the ring. But yeah, as Admin Jackie already brought up, Edge came back and he didn't fold in his first taking his first bump back at Royal Rumble 2020. So she'll be fine. Hindi naman siya may injure ulit because of that. It's not like CM Punk.
I mean, again, I'm bringing up CM Punk, I'm bringing up Tyson Kidd, I'm bringing up all the people who had to, you know, leave premature.
And I'm telling you that...
Yeah, but Tyson Kidd never came back. Punk did, Edge did, Bryan did, and I mean, medyo mixing results when you look at all those.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. Yun lang yung concern ko. Yeah. I'm just raising a valid point.
Yeah, here, and I'm telling you that...
I'm sure hindi lang ako na nakaisip.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that, again, she's recovered, she's rested. One bump back in the ring is not gonna suddenly break her neck again.
Yeah, she's 30 years old, but in terms of the business, medyo old 30 siya because she really started like as a teenager about the age of 13 or 14 or however. But yun nga, she did have those 5 years on the bench. So here's to hoping that her body is as good as it can be. And I'd like to think na just on star power alone, she does bring a lot to the women's division. The big question is how long until Paige goes the route of people like Athena, Ruby Soho, and everyone else who, you know, joined AEW only to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, yun nga eh. That's another valid point there because we're looking for a transcendent star in the women's division. Is that enough of a jolt for Tony Khan to book the women properly?
Ako,
my guess is no, but I am pessimistic.
Oh, wow. So now you're pessimistic. Ako naman, I'm optimistic kasi,
I am pessimistic. What the hell?
Anyway, like I said before with Sasha, like when you have a get this big, parang may ano ka na eh, may dahilan ka na to get your shit together when it comes to booking. So maybe it's a soft maybe. Like I'm really, really hanging on by a thread here and hoping that he does right by them. But if you're here, you gotta put on Paige every week, the same way you put guys like Moxley and Danielson and Jericho every week. So if you do that every week, then you kind of have no choice but to put another women's segment or match in there every week as well. So it's time for Tony Khan to put up or shut up here. And I don't know, his credibility is kind of on the line here. He's being pulled in all these different directions, but oh well.
All right.
We'll see.
We're saying hi to our friend Stevie from the Geeky Ones, who's tuned in all the way from Canada. Thanks, bud. All right, let's stick with AEW for this next one and talk about Jon Moxley. Congratulations to Mox for being a three-time AEW World Champion. And yeah, you know, we were speculating na baka magbabakasyon siya. Looks like that's not the case.
Yeah, I guess not. So I predicted then that Danielson might take it because Moxley wants to go on vacation. Lagot nga siya kay Renee. But I don't know. I guess the whole setup with MJF, like from the past 2 weeks, maybe it is headed somewhere and they're cashing in on that. Like, okay, sure. If that's the idea, then okay. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Moxley as champion. I think he's still the MVP of AEW this year. So I was really fine with either. I guess this was just surprising knowing where he was supposed to go after he lost a few weeks ago.
I want to know how, again, it's not like me trying to judge here, but I want to know how good his support system is. Because burning the candle at both ends as a wrestler and as a family man isn't conducive to, you know, a healthy man, a healthy lifestyle, kumbaga, especially if you're a recovering alcoholic, diba? So, parang, I don't know how healthy this is a decision for him, but then at the same time, boy naman yan, so I don't want to judge. So, bahala siya, diba, if he wants to do that. But then, like, if you're after, again, the wrestler's health and longevity here, isipin mo kung if this was really the right choice for AEW.
I don't know. If nagbabadya si MJF and the idea is for MJF to eventually win the world championship from... Right. Mox or Brian, or in this case, John Moxley nga, diba? Then I don't think it's such a bad thing when you take a look at it, as Aaron points out in the comments.
Sabagay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Like, diba?
Fair enough.
I'm at a point where if MJF cashes in at the slimiest opportunity, okay lang sa akin. Because Mox is that beloved at this point. And it's not like I'm clamoring for a Brian world title win only to get cut short by MJF cashing in on him. So I'm actually okay with Mox being, I guess, the sacrificial babyface champion for MJF.
Now that you bring that up, I think someone or Tony Khan is actually pretty cognizant in that. Na isip niya before na Brian was, the world championship reigns of Brian were undercut by him having to lose it really quickly just to feed the heels at the time. So maybe there is something to that na ayaw niyang papanaluhin si Brian just for him to lose it again so quickly to yet another heel with yet another instant cash-in chip, diba? So that's fine. I'm cool with it as well. So MJF, I mean, people want MJF to win, so I guess it's only a bridge from here to there. So, sige, sure, let's go with that.
Diba? Gian, to answer your question, I think it is being set up that way based on yung pagkaka-explain ng announcers, based on the way that MJF himself is carrying the chip around. It does look like an anytime, any place type of cash-in.
See, Tony Khan has come out on the record and said that MJF could cash in. Kasi they're avoiding using that terminology as that's WWE's. But he can use his hard-earned championship shot at any...
pay off.
At any AEW televised or broadcast event. So there's that. I don't know lang if that means na he can come down at any instant and or demand a championship match. I don't know if it's going to be like Gift of the Gods rules. Na, I know.
Gift of the Gods.
You have to announce a week before, or I don't know. But he did come out and say that and lay down the rule.
Yeah, so there. Anything else on Mox being a three-time AEW world champion before we go to break?
Not mind. It was a good match. It's my pick of the week, so that there is that.
Ikaw, Chino.
Wala naman. Wala na din. Yun nga, at the very least, with however short this title reign of Moxley is, we're going to get a lot of fire promos between MJF and Mox. So yun, looking forward to those.
Oh, given na yun.
It's probably a month kasi they have Full Gear anyway. Because if I were Tony Khan, I just build it up to Full Gear anyway. Aaron says, sana palta nila na mas maliit na chip. No, not MJF carried the whole chip around like an idiot.
Yeah, it's so tacky and hokey and it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, let him carry the big heavy thing around like an idiot.
Tama rin si Admin Angelo. Malit na nga yung sing-sing, hindi na nga natin makita, diba, yung Dynamite Diamond Ring. So at least yung chip kita natin kung malaki. So tama na yun. Alright, we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about CM Punk, Chris Jericho, and The Acclaimed. But first, here's how you can support the podcast with your online shopping over on Lazada.
All right, guys, payday sales coming up by the end of the month. So if you are getting anything that you want and need, hashtag nasa Lazada yan, all you got to do is use our affiliate link while online shopping. And it is podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Walang shoutouts on Kumu, like nobody's commenting just yet. Meron pala na comment. Si Athan or Athan 2301 says, hello, hello. Thank you for joining us. Please keep smashing those hearts and let everyone know on Kumu that you like the wrestling talk. I just wanted to address si Gian's comment here. He asked kanina, is Paige really that over? My dude, have you seen the comments on her social media? Like, I know not everyone is terminally online like I am, pero there's an entire legion of WWE fans who have been clamoring for her to come back since she went away due to injury. And every time looked like she was about to come back when they were teasing some big whatever, some big signing or some big return, Paige is always in the conversation. So it's kind of a dumb question, sorry, to ask if she is really that over, because she really is that over.
De, ganito na lang. She's always one of the rare, and we're gonna talk about this later on. She's one of the rarities wherein buhay pa siya na wrestler, tapos ginawa na siya ng sine. So, yeah. I mean, that's a good enough example right there, di ba? Si The Rock pa yung nag-produce ng sine niya. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a pretty big get. My buddies din kasi makalimutan because she hasn't been seen in quite some time. But I mean, if you recall all her accolades and the things that she's accomplished under the age of 30, And it's pretty impressive.
Just head to her Instagram. Like, a whole bunch of people, like thousands or hundreds of people comment on that, on her posts every time.
Before we get to your next topic, Natin, I just want to thank everyone who's tuned in on Spotify, on Kumu, on the Facebook live stream. If you haven't yet, please go subscribe to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Spotify and leave us a 5-star rating after you check out an entire episode. All right, let's talk about CM Punk. Just a few hours ago, merong report from Wade Keller. And sabi ni Wade Keller na mukhang hindi na babalik ng AEW si CM Punk. Mukhang buyout ang mangyayari. So kung di kayo familiar, basically a company buys out the contract of the talent or of the player and they're paid to go away. That's the most basic explanation for a buyout. They're paid to go away. So what do you guys think? Yeah. Good move?
Yeah, it's good. I didn't expect Tony, if true, I didn't expect Tony Khan to, finally turn sour on his biggest acquisition from last year. So if it is true, amazing. Like, he really laid down the law here and realized that it was time to cut his losses. Siempre, it's also possible that Punk also just wants to go away by now. There's also that. But the fact that Tony Khan was willing to let him loose to cut his losses, I got to give him credit for that.
It's interesting that he actually put his foot down now after he let the whole thing go get out of hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do I remember?
Nakita mo ba yung braso ni Kenny Omega?
Pero hindi na kailangan umabot sa ganun eh. Di ba? Like, he could have stopped it.
Yeah, he could have stopped it.
He was right there. He could have stopped it. Right. And now, I feel like this is just him doing damage control, to borrow a stable name. Kasi wala na siyang magagawa eh, di ba? He thought that he was doing a good thing, letting Punk off the leash. Tapos ito yung nangyari, and then he realizes, oh no, I fucked up. So now CM Punk is becoming a scapegoat here, more or less. Di ba? Like, no, I'm not defending Punk here for his actions and what he said, di ba? But then at the same time, Tony Khan is a weak leader. I'm sorry. He had the opportunity to stop it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And now this is what he has to do. And it's just a bad look, not just for CM Punk, but for Tony Khan himself.
So, ask the audience tayo, if you were in AEW or Tony Khan's shoes, what would you do? Would you also buy out CM Punk kung totoo nga tong nireport ni Wade Keller? Or how would you handle it differently? Let us know in the comments. Because, you know, basically he said everything we need to say about the situation here on the podcast for the last month at this point. So, yun, may dadagdag pa ba tayo?
Itong si Leo, he asks, where will Punk go? If I'm Punk, I would just stay retired. Like, I am making money, a bunch of money. Like, I can do movies. Like Chino said before, I can just do horror movies and act and do things that I want. He can write a comic for Marvel, whatever. He can show up in the NHL. He doesn't have to be in wrestling anymore. And honestly, that's a beautiful thing. If you don't like wrestling, he doesn't have to be there anymore. He's not like Randy the Ram, where he has to stay glued to wrestling just to make money. Right? So in that regard, panalo siya. He doesn't have to be in a place that he doesn't want, at this point, doesn't quite want him anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a great deal to be paid to basically shut up and sit at home.
Fuck off, right? To fuck off.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have experienced it. I've experienced it and it's not a bad deal. So, you know, it's not a bad situation.
If any of you were laid off and paid a severance package, A plus.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a bad situation at all. All right. Let's move on and talk about Chris Jericho. He is Le Champion once more, 8-time world champion after he beat Claudio Castagnoli earlier for the ROH World Championship. Ito nakakagulat to.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to say it's a pretty big deal for somebody of Jericho's caliber to be a champion for ROH, which while it has its own storied history, also has not been it hasn't gotten the name brand recognition in quite some time. They've been selling for a while and they got sold and now they're just slowly rebuilding. So parang to have somebody like Chris Jericho, who is essentially an industry legend, be the face of your company now, is a pretty big deal for a company that's slowly rebuilding.
Yeah, totally unexpected. Pero anytime kasi that Tony Khan puts Chris Jericho as the face of anything, I cannot really argue against the business logic, the business sense of that move. So it tells me that they're finally gearing up to make ROH something again, whether it's a new TV show, whether it's finally them separating the entire brand from AEW sana, which hopefully is what is going to happen. They're gearing up for something big. Is basically it. You don't put the championship on Chris Jericho and then do nothing with him. It's like what he did with when AEW first started. He put the AEW World Championship on Jericho and let the brand ride his coattails.
Sobrang wild when you think about it. Kasi sabi ni Ian Riccoboni on commentary kanina, there have only been 30 people, now 31, who have held the ROH World Championship. People like Samoa Joe, Bryan Danielson, Nigel McGuinness, Seth Rollins, that long lineage, and then biglang may Chris Jericho, a wild Chris Jericho among those names. It's so wild.
Also, kung isipin mo yun, those guys you mentioned were at the very start of their careers, di ba? If anything, they were transitioning into other brands, other promotions. Chris Jericho, he didn't actually need to be champion this late into his career. He's in his 50s now, alam mo yun. But he's putting the title on him at this stage of his career is also just very surprising. But tulad na sinabi ni Ro, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, after all, this was the guy who worked WCW and ECW and New Japan. So I guess we're just so used to the idea of Jericho being such a big WWE guy for most of his career that we forgot na nanggaling din siya sa indies. So Jericho has become the system, basically, and this is weird. But when you think about it, it isn't far-fetched at all.
Eto, may tanong sa comment. Si Kevin Owens daw ba naging ROH champion dati?
Wait, let me fact-check this really quickly. As far as I know...
Meron. Kevin Steen was in 2012.
There you go. I think si Sammy was not, as far as I know. Yeah.
Right. Yun. All right, let's move on to our next topic, the Acclaimed. So they are now the AEW World Tag Team Champions. Ito, something that we felt dapat nag-audible sila nung All Out. But I guess Tony Khan wanted to save the moment for Grand Slam, which is happening in New York. And itong, at least Anthony Bowens taga New York. Not sure about Max Caster. But man, they were really, really been over for the last month or two. So well-deserved.
I'm not sure it was them saving the moment for New York. I think it was just Tony Khan not knowing how over the Acclaimed really were. Yes, he knew they were over to the point that everyone would know. But the All Out match was a test run for them. And then when he found out that, okay, they can carry an entire audience reaction, they're going to do it in the next big event, which is this Grand Slam. So,
I am scissoring everybody digitally right now. If you're out there, do it with me through your screens. Because I am such a fan of the Acclaimed.
I have actual scissors.
I am such a fan of the Acclaimed. I am a fan of Max Caster's rapping. I feel that he is the best wrestling MC out there today. If you don't believe me, go check out his YouTube channel. He actually does actual freestyle. Hindi lang yung diss raps na nakikita nyo on Dynamite and whatnot. So, very good stuff from the Acclaimed. They're so over, and it's good that they finally get some recognition for it.
Yeah. Congratulations. So glad everyone got to have their own scissor me daddy ass moment. Don't know where it leaves Swerve in Our Glory, but I guess it'll lead to the eventual Swerve and Keith Lee feud kasi diba miscommunication yung ano eh, dahilan ng pagkatalo nila eh.
Yeah, I think they're finally getting there. They did find a nice foil to finally put that thing in motion, put that story in motion. I agree with Gian, actually. Yeah, it's good he brought that up because yes, the moment was fun, but naging heelish pa rin sila because Billy Gunn interfered. Like, yeah, Billy Gunn doing the Famouser was like a nice pop for the crowd, but it is still kind of cheating because it is 3-on-2. So the psychology quite didn't land there.
Yeah. Shout out to Fabulous who got booed unnecessarily dahil kasama niya si Swerve sa entrance.
I'm sure sanay na siya.
Ito, ask the audience, kilala niyo pa ba si Fabulous?
Yeah.
My God.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everyone.
Pag sinabi niyo lang no.
Okay.
No,
anyway.
I mean like, I want to know like, I want to know what your reactions were to seeing this random C-list celebrity on Dynamite. Oh, Julian.
I mean, if you know your early 2000s hip-hop and R&B,
oh my God. Naman si Pat. God.
Oh my God.
So, labasa na ng edad to.
My back. All right, anyway, let's cross over to WWE. And let's talk about Logan Paul. So, yun na, may main event na for WWE Crown Jewel on the first weekend of November. It's going to be Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And they were kind of hinting at it already nung impulsive pa lang. Pero yun nga, they even staged a press con in Las Vegas to make it official. So what do you guys think about this development?
I get why it's happening. I get why it's happening. But if Logan Paul wins the title, I'm quitting the show. I'm quitting wrestling. I'm stopping. Kasi kalokohan na to. You gotta draw the line somewhere. And I draw the line at Logan Paul being the face of the
Do you remember, Chino, the last time you made an outrageous proclamation that if something happened, then I would do X? Do you remember that?
On the show?
Yes.
I don't know. I say a lot.
The last time that
I don't remember the last time.
If X were to happen, I would Y. The Y was that you would eat feces.
Stan, I know you don't get this because you're not a comedian. But when I say I eat feces, it means I bomb on stage. I don't literally eat feces, my guy. Give me all two girls, one cup, okay? That is a comedy term, sir.
All right. Julian says he doesn't get the hate for this match. He's actually very excited for this. As far as Chino's saying, he doesn't hate the matchup itself. He just said he hates the possibility of Logan Paul becoming.
Oh, I just hate Logan Paul.
Yeah. Logan Paul becoming the face of the WWE. Ako naman, siyempre, we gotta trust the dirt sheets here when they say that they're not about to make Roman drop the championship to just about anyone, even if you have millions of followers on YouTube and on Twitter, diba? So the plan, fortunately for us and for this, the plan is still for Roman to carry the championship well into next year. So you can rest easy. Yung mga hindi ano, ano yung term for the ano, Logan Paul fans? Is there a demonym for that? But anyway. Yeah, Fred is right. Roman's retaining. They're here to give us a good match. They're here to give us a big money match for Saudi Arabia. And it's all there is to it. Oh, I'm excited because Logan Paul has proven himself in the ring.
Yeah, yun yung consuelo natin eh. Hindi naman siya bano eh.
Yeah. Especially when your matches are scripted tightly to emphasize your strengths. Which, buti na lang, maraming strength si Logan Paul, diba? So, it's gonna be fun. And I think they're gonna have a lot of fun doing it and working the crowd. So, that's all there is to it.
Ito, sabi ni Admin Jackie, yung demonym pala for Logan Paul's fans are the Logang.
So creative.
You learn something new every day.
My God.
Logang.
Hindi nyo kinala si Fabulous, pero alam niyo yung Logang.
I mean, it is their generation.
No nga, technically ibang generation na si Fabulous at si Logan.
I'm gonna play the old man card here. Like, I didn't need to know that. Honestly, I would live the long and happy life not knowing that.
Welcome to 2022.
Di ba pwedeng Loganatics or something?
Ano siya Pinoy?
No, Loganatics.
Mga kapol, mga ganun.
Kapol.
Mga kalogan.
Kalogan, kapol.
Okay, anyway, we're moving on. Another big announcement took place over the weekend, and that was the War Games getting called up to the main roster. So, sabi ni Triple H that it'll be Survivor Series War Games now. The Ringer broke this news over the weekend. It'll be a men's War Games match and a women's War Games match. And I can't help but feel like it'll be the Bloodline against Super Group of Babyfaces and I guess Damage Control and like whatever chuwariwap na heel woman na mahatak nila versus a super group of female baby faces.
Before any of that, you should put the War Games soundbite on your soundboard.
Oh, nga, no.
Yeah. Second of all, well, it is as it should be. I think it is about time to let the brand warfare without any stakes go to rest. Personally, I'm not a fan of War Games. It does not encapsulate the essence of Survivor Series to me, which was the elimination tag match. because that is literally the Survivor Series match. But that's what the event is named for. And if it only takes one guy to be pinned or submitted, then nobody's really surviving anything. But anyway, a lot of people do like War Games, so there's that. But should be fun. Bloodline versus a whole bunch of Justice League or the Avengers or whatever you want to call them. At least we're going back to some story-driven big matches now.
As Stan was talking about that, as Stan was predicting what the potential matchups were, parang nagka-goosebumps din ako. So number one, I called it. Number two, I'm very excited for War Game. It's one of my favorite things to look forward to during the black and gold era of NXT. Mataas din kasi yung stakes niya in such a way that patayan siya kung patayan eh. Like most of the time when you get a Survivor Series traditional elimination match, it ends up being like 4-on-1, diba? Tapos parang corny na to a certain extent, diba? Kasi upakan na lang nila yung isa eh. Tapos okay na. At least this time, there's a little chaos thrown in the mix with the element of the two rings and the giant cages and whatever else they can throw into that ring. So ako na appreciate ko yung intensity na yun. And it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to because we really are getting the black and gold era in the main roster. Parang nag-iisa pa ako ng ibang Triple H's products na pwede iakit sa main roster kasi parang halos lahat dinalala na niya eh, diba? So parang konti na lang. I don't know what else, if you guys in the comment section can think of one Triple H thing that hasn't made it to the main roster, let me know kasi ang dami nang nangyayari and it's so exciting.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Chino, because another Triple H innovation from NXT that's getting called up is the Fight Pit. So this was announced on Monday Night Raw this past week, where at Extreme Rules, Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle will go head-to-head inside the Fight Pit, which we've only seen about a couple of times in the black and gold era.
Yeah, I like the Fight Pit. Because they pick the MMA adjacent or MMA guys to work it. So that's pretty cool. So medyo advantage si Riddle dito. Kasi, I mean, what does Seth know about the Fight Pit, right?
So MMA guy si Riddle, that was stiffer si Seth. So para match lang sila.
Yeah, but it should be fun. I like the Fight Pit. It's pretty fun. And I like that they brought it back just for this.
Also, gusto ko lang i-call back dun sa War Games match. Because now we get to see Io Sky call herself Crash again.
Okay.
I want to see it happen. Mm-hmm. Make it happen, EO.
See, Janelle in the comments sabi niya, Extreme Rules is starting to live up to its name again. And you know what? You're right. Kasi yung build ng Extreme Rules, parang na-justify actually yung stipulations. Right? Like, Liv and Ronda will be in an Extreme Rules match. It's actually match number 3. And I think at that point in their rivalry, for me, parang justified na Extreme Rules match siya. Tapos parang medyo delusional si Liv. There's a bit of irrational confidence na, oh yeah, Ronda, I can take you on in an Extreme Rules match. And then you have the Fight Pit, right? So I actually like the build for Extreme Rules this year.
Yeah. I don't know what else they're going to do in Extreme Rules, but okay. Triple H is making it make sense, and that's all we can ask for. Sino nagsabi nito? Alan says, while everyone is excited about War Games, he's excited about a possible Lashley-Gunther-Hoss fight. They're not doing brand warfare anymore, so it's not champion versus champion anymore. Sorry, man. Medyo mapapop yung bubble mo.
Mostly because that's the only champion versus champion matchup you might get.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it anymore, but, you know, maybe some other time.
Yeah. People are speculating about how they're going to figure out the logistics of the Fight Pit. I say leave it to the experts. My 3 weeks set out to figure it out, and I trust them to know what they're doing come Extreme Rules.
What if they put up the Fight Pit backstage? Like, that's parang entirely possible, underground. Right?
Oh my god.
Tapos doon nila, hindi naman cinematic like Raw Underground, pero doon lang nila i-shoot.
I was like, audience, you just scare. Yeah, I can't believe you just compared it to Raw Underground.
I mean, that was the main roster equivalent, Chino. What else could I have pulled?
Yeah, no, I mean, get to the one. Night and day, you know.
All right, one more thing about Extreme Rules that we got to talk about early on is we're getting it. Bayley versus Bianca Belair. Yung naudlot nilang match from the middle of last year, it's finally happening at Extreme Rules. Wala pang stipulation, but Bayley has been building up to this. And I guess the question is, are we going to see Damage Control rule the women's division the way Toxic Attraction did?
They should, because if they don't, then what is it all for? Diba? It's kind of a little undercooked right now what they're all about. Pero if you get together and don't dominate, then medyo oras kayo. So I think it's enough time for Bayley. It's time for Bayley to win the championship again and make things and keep things interesting.
Tsaka, I think Bianca has already held the title long enough during this part of her run that it'd be okay for her to drop it to, especially somebody who is as convincing a heel as Bayley. So I'm definitely down for Bayley becoming a champion again.
So basically, ito yung challenger season ni Bianca Belair. Parang last year, diba, natalo siya nung SummerSlam. So ito yung challenger season niya. By WrestleMania, siya ulit yung champion.
Pretty much.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about NXT and we'll also talk about the Von Erichs biopic that's currently in development. But first, here's how you can support the podcast with your online shopping over on Shopee.
Right, guys. Always a sale happening on Shopee, especially next week when it's time for payday. All you got to do to support the podcast in the process of your online shopping is to use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X. podlink.co/W, the number 9, and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will also help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Meron ba tayong shoutouts on Kumu?
Wala. It's a slow night on Kumu. So thank you na lang for those who are still tuned in. So just keep smashing those hearts. They're coming. We have like 2,000 likes right now. So thank you. Askamagalan is here. He just joined us. Oi. What's up, man?
What's up?
Better late than never, I always say. So thank you for being here. And just keep letting everyone know on Kumu that, yes, Askamagalan, medyo late ka na. We are almost 50 minutes into our podcast, but it's all good. He sent us super halo halo, so thank you for that. Again, just let everyone know that you like hearing our wrestling talk here on Kumu.
Let's talk about NXT and start with Solo Sikoa. So yung kanyang reign as North American champion was all of 7 days. The start of NXT, see Shawn Michaels next step up as the on-screen authority figure. Not sure when this happened, but here we are. And there's a new champion that will be crowned at Halloween Havoc.
I was saying that this was the first appearance of Shawn Michaels as the on-screen general manager or on-screen authority figure, whatever they want to call it. So it's good that they are finally acknowledging him as the power that be in NXT 3.0. So I guess we really are in a new age of NXT. Anyway, the whole Solo Sikoa thing, it seems to be just for the optics of having the new bloodline member having a championship as well. So sami na lang kailangan magka-championship. But it all makes sense. They kind of made it make sense. He did say that he got next, so he did get next. And then the way they stripped him of the championship also made sense. So it was weird, pero natawid nila.
Yeah, not in the best way possible. Sana din lang nila binigay and they made him earn the title shot instead of doing like that surprise title match. Tapos itapon drop din nila. I guess medyo short-sighted din yung storytelling. But he did say he got next, so I wouldn't be surprised if during Halloween Havoc, siya bigla yung isang competitor doon. I don't think he did mention something about having unfinished business in NXT. I don't know what.
Ne, yun na yun. Sabi ni Shawn Michaels na sabi mo may unfinished business ka, di ba? Nagawa mo na. Sige, move on ka na, main roster ka na. Yun na yun.
Yeah, he did wish him well in his main roster run. Mm. So I think that was enough of a bow wrap around his NXT career.
So it leaves me unsatisfied. So
yeah, it is a bit rushed, but I think it also is because of how rushed Solo's call-up was. So yeah, they just tried to do the best they could.
Yeah. So, yun, we've got five spots for Halloween Havoc. Parang wala pang na-qualify, di ba?
Someone qualified. I know someone qualified this episode.
Oro Mensah. Yeah, I think he defeated Grayson Waller for the spot.
Yun. There you go.
Oro Mensah, formerly known as Oliver Carter, who's...
That's his name. Okay. Yes. From NXT UK. Yes.
Yung name change that was actually explained this week, and I was actually satisfied with it. So, the NXT, to its credit, has been doing a great job of making it make sense, despite yung mga storyline plot holes we're finding.
Yun, Melo is also qualified for the ladder match by virtue of him losing the championship to someone who was not qualified to
challenge,
be in the match last week. Yeah.
So that's 2 out of 5. That's Melo and Oro. All right. Another NXT UK import who has made his presence felt, Ilya Dragunov, has entered the chat, and unlike Oro Mensah, he got to keep his shoot name.
Si Kuya Ilya. Yeah, it was already spoiled last week, pero siempre, for those who didn't tune in, this is when it happens. So I'm happy. He kind of looks like a dork in this picture, but it does make sense for him to be a part of the championship scene because he did have to relinquish it due to injury. I hope that he is all healed now, or, you know, it wasn't a real injury in the first place. So it's all good. I do want to see him be the champion now. Like, he is the best that they've got at this point. And I think it's time for Braun to drop it to someone worthy.
First of all, I just like that new music he has. It doesn't make him look like...
Evil Russian.
Parang ano na siya, lasing na lang siya sa vodka. Hindi na siya batak. You know what I mean? Like, it tones him down a bit, but keep that angst still there. So I like it. As far as him walking away with the title, I kind of want JD McDonough to walk away with it. He just, to me, because of his training and his pedigree, just looks a lot like Balor, and it kind of makes sense for me for him to be champion kahit sandali lang, kasi he's right there, you know what I mean? He's being groomed in that Balor sort of way for me.
Yeah, medyo sayangan ako nung cruiserweight champion si JD McDonagh, and I do want to see him be a top champion, but not when you have Ilya Dragunov right there. And the reason I picked this photo, by the way, is mukha siyang mangangagat eh. So I was like, okay, we're going to use this photo of the three of them. Looks like it's going to be a three-way feud heading into Halloween Havoc, which is the next big NXT show. So yeah, if there's anybody who can unseat Braun Breaker, I'm willing to bet it's Ilya Dragunov. So good on him.
Yeah, I don't want Super Braun to beat Ilya. I was like, Ilya is already Super Russian. So he is the Red Guardian, if may equivalent in wrestling. Like, he is a fucking super soldier in the WWE. So Braun is not that guy to be beating Ilya Dragunov around. Janelle says
US agent. Yeah.
Janelle points out the little detail of JD screaming no when Ilya came out. That was pretty fun. Kind of betrayed where they were headed with the story. Pero
okay lang, kasi may history naman eh.
Yeah.
Meron naman.
Yeah,
diba? Ilya beat JD twice in NXT UK. So, siya yung pinakamalaking balakid to JD's title aspirations. So, there. Last thing we're going to talk about for tonight is the news that came out this week that A24, the same production company that was behind Everything Everywhere All at Once, they are developing a biopic based on the Von Erich family. And according to rumors, Zac Efron is going to be headlining the cast.
So it'll be Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, who was on a show called The Bear. Good show if you guys are looking for something to binge. And another guy, I can't remember his name, unfortunately. But this is coming from A24, and it makes me excited because A24 has not yet missed. Like, sorry?
Talaga. I think they haven't missed.
Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they came out with The Northman, The Witch, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Google nyo lang, guys. Ang dami dyan. A lot of, like, The Green Knight. I mean, I can spend the next hour naming A24 films. I really like watching. And for this, it's different kasi it's about pro wrestling. So it'll be interesting for me to see a pro wrestling movie that is handled in such a parang indie art house style that A24 is known for. So for me, this is something to look forward to. Again, it is in development. So baka madami pang mangyari. It might fall through, pero sana hindi.
People in the chat who do you think deserves a biopic from the wrestling industry? Like, it can be people who've died, like, you know, a lot of the Von Erichs. Or it can be people who are still alive. We talked about Paige, buhay pa siya, may biopic na siya. So let us know who you think deserves a biopic. And while you do that, let's talk about something that you guys are bringing up in the chat, which is the White Rabbit. So, Ro, what's the TLDR for the White Rabbit conversation?
Before that, I wanted to answer the question that we put out.
Ay, sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to answer the question that
we put out.
I want a biopic, yes, on Eddie Guerrero, yes. I want a biopic on Eddie Kingston because I think that his life story is, I wouldn't say tragic because hindi naman siya namatay or anything, but it's really colorful, I would say. And I think a lot of that material is ripe for dramatization. So I want to see how that plays out. And
wala lang siyang
big climax moment. Siguro the big climax moment would be him signing with AEW.
I want to see a biopic of the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Particularly because I want his life to be demystified a little bit. Kasi ang daming umiidolo kay Randy Savage and they kind of forget how Kupal he really is in real life. You know, he's not a nice guy, you guys. So parang gusto ko lang mag-kahit biography episode on Randy Savage, which people have been trying to get made but are having a hard time getting clearances for, I think. So Randy Savage would be a good topic for this.
You know, dami ng sagot in the chat. Yeah, I probably agree with Eddie Guerrero as well. I'm trying to find another person of color or wrestler of color na okay gawa ng biopic. Probably Booker T. Just because of his own history of, you know, having been in jail and then coming back, turning his life around. Maybe someone like R-True. I don't know. There. Let's talk about the... What?
No. I was just going to talk about Glendale's suggestion here. I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen because, of course, true crime. Everyone loves true crime shit. Right? So it's a matter of when. So that biopic, the Benoit biopic, let's put it out there. Siempre, you know, that story is also ripe for dramatization sometime down
the line. In the darkest ways, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, let's talk about the White Rabbit before we wrap up here. So yeah. So there have been discussions on Twitter about this White Rabbit. People have been hearing music then on Raw tied to the White Rabbit. So what are the clues that we know?
We know the clue, the music, the song, the white, it's called White Rabbit, but that's what the whole thing is about. We had this QR code appear on Raw that people actually took the time to scan. This people saw a random QR code in the background and thought, hey, let's scan this and see where it goes. And to be fair, they were rewarded. They were rewarded with an Easter egg of a video of a game of Hangman that spells out, that asks a question, who killed the world? And then the answer is, you did. And it's either Bray Wyatt or Karrion Kross, who was the White Rabbit in Lucha Underground, or my personal theory, Paul London, who was the leader of the Rabbit Tribe in Lucha Underground. So
if it ends up being Paul London...
Yun din yung reaction ko eh. Like when Ro first floated the Paul London idea, I was like, what are you on, dude?
Like
why is Paul London in the conversation in 2022?
This is such a ruined take, I have to say. This is something you would say.
I like Paul London.
Paul London?
Hey, go, Chino, who do you think the White Rabbit is?
I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I don't know who. No, sorry. One last clue. He is supposed to show up this December 23. Friday on SmackDown.
9/23,
right? There's a date that popped up somewhere. 9/23.
That's tomorrow. Think it's Bray.
So we'll find out sooner than later.
Like, I really think it's Bray Wyatt because all the clues are just pointing to him coming back. And diba madami na ding rumors and innuendo that circulate about Wyatt being in talks with the WWE to make a comeback. Pero puta kung si Paul London lang yan. Bakit ganun yung hype niya, first of all? What warrants that hype in 2022? So I really think it's Bray.
It would be nice if it were Bray Wyatt. Ito si Giancarlo, sinasabi pa niya, 9:23 p.m. on September 23. Wouldn't that be very, very precise, no?
Yeah. I guess they could script the show tightly to the point na it could happen.
Parang yun, no? So, debut ni Jericho back in the day.
Yeah. So, Bray, yeah, possibly. It's weird then that Cross kind of took ownership of it, but I'm guessing that's a red herring because why would you leave clues out for Cross when he's already there and in the middle of another Roman J, anong version ni Bray yung babalik? Well,
yeah.
Clearly it's a different version, no? So maybe it's a version that we've never seen before. I know Wyndham, the guy, likes to let his creative juices flow. So it's never really the same thing that we see from him. This guy was once Husky Harris. This guy was once Waylon Mercy.
Yeah.
Then he became a horror butcher. And maybe he'll be a totally different kind of Bray Wyatt now.
Honestly, the very first time I heard of Bray Wyatt, the character of Bray Wyatt, my brother, who watched NXT way before I did, told me that, hey, you remember that guy, Husky Harris? He's actually a cult leader now. And if you listen to the way that sentence is constructed and you're as cynical as I am, pang hirap paniwalaan. Because Husky Harris essentially was a B-list member in the Nexus. Hindi siya siniseryoso. But they gave him the opportunity and he ran with it. And the wrestler that we now know as Bray Wyatt has been able to transform throughout his career. Kahit binigyan siya ng medyo malabong character arc as The Fiend, he still made it work. And ang ganda pa rin ng ability niya to essentially transform a character and make it his own. So whatever this new gimmick is, whether it's a White Rabbit or Fiend 2.0, I'm all for it, man. I can't wait. If it really is him, I'm all for it.
Diba si Bray Wyatt, I think we last saw him in that storyline with Randy Orton. Not sure if he was burned, like the last specific time we saw him. But I would love it if the White Rabbit was Bray na parang Donnie Darko. Like,
yeah,
with like a burnt rabbit suit or whatever. That would be cool.
Like a rabbit mask, na your evil bunny mask, yeah.
Yes, from Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
So look that one up, fellow kids. Okay, that's really it.
Kasabay ni Fabulous.
Oh, kaya generation ni Fabulous. All right, that's going to do it for the White Rabbit talk. Time for us to get to our picks of the week. People in the chat, you know what to do. I'm going to start off with mine, and I'll pick the opening match from Raw this week. Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley for the U.S. Championship. Great TV match. Really love how Lashley is anchoring Raw with the United States Championship matches. And there was a moment that I actually thought Seth would win. So really appreciated what they put out there.
My pick goes... Right, sorry. Okay, go muna, Raw.
No, I already said it at the top of the show. So my pick of the week was Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley from Dynamite today. Good match, siyempre. Kind of went overtime, pero deserved naman kasi it was a big main event for a vacant AEW World Championship on TV. And they pulled out all the stops. Great stuff, great stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, please do. The entire show today of Dynamite Grand Slam, really good stuff. Step up, but in, you know, them cleaning up after the messy and Punk made.
My pick of the week goes out to Raw and Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory. Just simply because it reminded me a lot of KO during his NXT run. I mean, the cannonball siya ulit, nag pop up powerbomb siya ulit. It just brought me back, man. So I really love being able to see him in his previous incarnation.
Yeah, to be fair, he's been like that now for quite some time. Yung like the old moveset binalik niya na rin for a while. Right, let's get to the chat. Julian picks the Logan Paul Roman Reigns press con and the Acclaimed's title win and Saraya debuting in AEW. Leo picks the Acclaimed, Lashley versus Rollins, Lashley particularly countering the stomp. John Christopher picks Saraya. Emil picks the Acclaimed. Admin Angelo also picks KO versus Austin Theory. Janelle picks the Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match on SmackDown and KO versus Theory, tsaka Tyler Bate versus JD. Wilson picked Seth versus Lashley. Roman J picks the Fatal 4-Way from SmackDown as well and the Acclaimed winning the championships. Eto si Glendale, Fatal 4-Way match from SmackDown. Lashley Rollins, the Joe Henry vignette on Impact and Saraya's debut. Giancarlo picks Dominic getting booed all the way in San Jose and the Fatal 4-Way tag match. Fred picks Rollins Lashley, JD versus Tyler Bate, Mox versus Brian, and the White Rabbit teasers. Aaron picks MJF on Wrestling, but the AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. And the shitposting for the Anoa'i family and Sami Zayn getting edited in them. See, that's good. That's really good stuff. Shout out to Bleacher Report's wrestling page. Sila yung una kong nakitang nagpost ng ganun. So, A-plus for their social media team. Ina picks Mox versus Brian, Saraya, NJPW Burning Spirit. Lots of stuff happening over there. Yan, sa Kumu, meron ba ano? Picks of the week?
Yes, actually meron. Bigla kayo nabuhay. Wow. Jay Villalon picks Jericho. Good pick there. Rigor Max 26 says his pick of the week is also Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory. Scumageddon is picking Brawling Brutes versus Street Profits from Raw and the second match of Nathan Fraser's versus Axiom's Best of Three series.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good shit. Yeah, good shit. Did you?
Thank you so much to everybody who put in your picks of the week dito sa live stream on Facebook and on Kumu. All right, Chino, anything happening on your neck of the woods that we should check out?
Yes. Okay, so a few things. I started recording podcast episodes again. First episode out with Rib Atadero, who is a theater actor and I guess TikTok historian. That's what his content is. So we're going to talk next week. It'll be out soon. Also, we have a stand-up show happening with myself, Woman Reyes, Janine Cobillas, Jeannie Lacay, Electro Tabafunda, Andrew Bernardo, and Durf Brado, all happening this Saturday, September 24, Wicked Dogs, Uptown Parade, BGC, tickets at 400 pesos. You can just show up, we'll have a seat for you, or you can hit me up for all the things that I'm up to, linktr.ee/chinosupersize. All
right, bro.
Right, guys, if you were not able to watch MWF Road to Fate 2022 a couple of Sundays ago, you can now catch the parts of it happening on MWF's Gank profile. It just all you got to do is go to manilawrestling.com to get to the Gank page and subscribe for $10 a month. You get access to all the previous Action Novella TV episodes and all upcoming episodes as well. And you also could get a chance to be part of the audience, live tapings when they happen again soon. So if you want to support local wrestling, please, please do. If you can, I know times are getting tough right now, but if you got the money to spare and you want to see the local scene flourish, please do. Again, it is manilawrestling.com for only $10. And also if you're on TikTok, before that, Admin Jackie also brought up our good friend, Mr. Philippine Wrestling, Jake De Leon's Escuela De Leon. That's now what it's really called. He is training people of all ages and skill levels wrestling, whether you want to get into the wrestling business here in the Philippines or you just want something different for your fitness regimen. All you got to do is sign up at bit.ly/Escuela De Leon. The sessions are $7.50 a pop. Kind of pricey, but definitely worth it. You'll be trained by the literal best in the country and you won't regret it at all. Who knows? You might.
Yeah, train when you can. Wala siyang, hindi na siya by batch. It's train when your schedule allows. I was actually there nung Saturday and it's such an inclusive and warm environment, very fun space to be a part of. So, yun yung tipong environment na kahit newcomer ka, kahit wala kang kilala in the industry, in the community, you'll actually feel safe enough to want to be part of it. JDL also has his Facebook group for all the students where you guys can like share tips and whatever and coordinate. So it's something I would highly recommend because I actually got to see it live in person on Saturday.
Yeah, there's still time to sign up for this Saturday's session. It's 5 to 7 p.m. at Origins Athletics. I will be there as well. So if you want to come hang out and train and say hey, definitely free. And also, lastly, if you are on TikTok and you still have not followed us yet, even though you can get all our content on our social media accounts, please do at Wrestling2XPod. We're trying to get to 10,000. We're almost there. We just hit 9,700, as the Americans say. So, by October, we should be there. So, please help us
out. All right. As we get out of here, we got to say thanks to our P&A team for all of the help that they do behind the scenes. And thank you to everyone who caught the live stream on Kumu, on Facebook, or those of you who caught the audio-only version over on Spotify. We'll catch you again next week. We'll see if we can put out an audio-only episode. Of course, we have our weekly live stream happening Thursday, 7 p.m. here on Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod and on Facebook.com/Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on social media individually. It is at Chino Supersized, at Ro is War, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. And on behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, saying thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Please keep your masks on, even when you're outdoors, and get your vaccines and boosters if and when you can. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.